Hey, we're back here. We want you back at Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also streaming live at devilradio927.com. Again, outside the pizza box coming up here at the top of the hour, but we got a half a show to go. And we also want one of our former guest back because he has so many good things that he's working on and brings a lot to the community, and that's Manuel over at Ethical Trade Co. So we bring him back on the program today. Manuel, how are you?
Hey, Jason. I'm doing well. How are you, man?
doing great. So tell us a little bit about how things have gone here over the last 8 or so months for you since we talked to you last at Ethical Trade Co. and how things are going.
Yeah, things have been going pretty good, I would say. We were able to be part of some of the festivals, the Orton Waterfront Festival and the Willie Street Fair. That was really great to be out there again and in the community, being able to, have a pop-up for our fair trade products. And we still have a storefront at 1702 South Park Street till the end of this year. That was kind of slow. I think a lot of people identify our product kind of as a great gift for the holidays. But, we're ramping up for one more holiday season on the near south side, so we're excited about that.
So right now, if people are looking to head there, do you have certain hours you're open, or is it by appointment, or how are you guys operating out of South Park Street right now?
Yeah, so up until Thanksgiving, we're going to be open by appointment only. The reason is that gives us the opportunity to actually offer more hours. So before we were open 3 afternoons and, it's hard to catch us, but now you can go to our website and book your own appointment anywhere between Mondays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we feel like it just makes it a little bit more accessible to the community to come over here. We'll be ready for you and offer you a private shopping experience.
So we're talking with Manuel over at Ethical Trade Co. Again, the website is ethicaltradeco.com. We kind of just jumped in because I know you. We've talked before. Give our listeners, if aren't familiar with your operation, kind of the overview of what it is, what you guys are all about, and then the type of products they can support you by purchasing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So Ethical Trading Company is a nonprofit, volunteer-run nonprofit that works to fight human trafficking, exploitation, and extreme poverty around the world. And we found that one of the best ways to fight trafficking is to empower people to do jobs and make a living wage in their respective communities. So we have lots of different products from around the world made by people that help them, the products help them lift them out of poverty, make a livable wage. We have jewelry. We have foods, fair trade foods, from chocolates to peas to coffee to dried fruit. We actually have toiletry items, beautiful toiletry items in Milwaukee and Tennessee made by survivors of sex trafficking. We've got bags. I'm just looking around the store. We've got some clothing items. We have a beautiful line of merino wool sweaters, hats, and scarves, which are fair trade made in Nepal. And also a lot of Haitian metal art, which is, wonderful for the holidays. We have a lot of ornaments, metal art ornaments, and so much more. You can either make an appointment and come and check us out, or check out our website where we have all that as well in our online store.
So the website is ethicaltradeco.com. We're talking with Manuel, one of the founders of the organization. And, it's such an interesting business because it's a local business that really has a world view, but the importance of that worldview and making sure people in Madison are that much more aware about that. I think that was something we've talked about before, but tell people a little bit the backstory and the passion behind, James and yourself wanting to do this here.
Yeah, absolutely. So we did do a lot of travel internationally and came across a lot of extreme poverty and all the heartbreaking effects. And, we're like, what can we do to help? What can we do to not only help in a way that, gives a man a fish, but what can we do to help people be lifted out of poverty? And as we came across people that were already doing that in various places, we're like, man, so many people are doing great work, and you may create this beautiful piece of art, but if you don't have anywhere to sell it, it's not going to really help you. And so that's how the idea of Ethical Trading Company was born, to create a market here in the U.S. for products that people want, and a market that people need to break out of extreme poverty.
And I love that, too. You talked about the traveling James yourself had done. I mean, most of the, correct me if I'm wrong, either all or most of the places you're getting goods from, you've visited, you've seen these places and these people firsthand, right?
That's correct.
I mean, I think that's just astounding. What did that firsthand view of some of that do for you? How does that make it even that much more meaningful, what you're doing? The fact that you've seen this firsthand, you've seen these artisans, you've seen these people in other areas in poverty, but with these amazing skills that can provide wonderful things to the world, and now knowing that you can be a vehicle for that, what did that firsthand experience do for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely amazing. And for James, he has visited more of our suppliers than I, because I was working on other things when he was doing some of the travel. But I think what that does is it makes you want to work so much harder, right? It makes you want to do these things for your friends that you met when COVID hit. A lot of them were struggling, and especially James was really heartbroken about it because he had that personal connection. He's like, man, we need to do something. We need to at least sell face masks or something that can help these people stay in business so they don't have to go back into these trafficking situations or be exploited. And, you know, when you hear the stories of how people's lives have changed and you hear the stories of how much more need to be done, it motivates you. You know, we, as I said, we're a volunteer-run nonprofit, so we rely on volunteer work. That means we are volunteers as well. I have a support network of people that want to see human trafficking fought around the world, and so they support me financially to do this work. But we are so a volunteer-run nonprofit, and sometimes our volunteers come very motivated. I want to do something about human trafficking. I want to see human trafficking ended in my lifetime. And then they come here, and they're like, well, all I'm doing is I'm standing in a store. You know? And the stories of people that made these items finding freedom, I think, is such a reality check and a motivating factor of, no, the work I'm doing is really valuable, and it does help people. It's not just me standing in a store waiting for someone to come in.
It's a great example of how, you know, there are so many different ways to affect a problem or help, you know, help create a solution to something that's challenging in the world. And sometimes it seems like you're layers away from it, but you're actually making an impact. And I think it's just great that you guys have found a way to do that with Ethical Trade Co. And you're also recognizing your volunteers and the people that participate with you are kind of carrying that message. Now, one thing I think is really important is, you know, people talking about it, right? I mean, because small organizations, groups like that, you have an influencer program. You also, I'm sure, are empowering more people as they come into your store to tell other people, not just about your store, but about the impact of purchasing these type of things.
Yes, exactly. And that's such an important point. Obviously, if we didn't have customers that want these items, again, the mission wouldn't work, right? And in that sense, I think our customers are real heroes, because once you become aware of the injustices of trafficking, take, for example, the cocoa industry and how, you know, huge corporations say, well, if you don't want child labor in your chocolate, then you need to pay more. And you're like, well, then I want to pay more. But, you know, once people become aware of these things and make a different choice, they choose to spend some of their resources. And, you know, maybe you get a bar of chocolate here for $5 as opposed to $1, but you know that it empowers people. It is fair trade, it's direct trade, and the quality is so much better. It's organic, you know, but you need to make that choice. And so I think as customers awaken to the injustice that a capitalist system without restraint has brought to many nations in the world, they make a choice to spend money here to empower people. And that's the sacrifice they're making to make the world a better place. And so, you know, we, I don't know if this is an English expression, we say this in German, we lift our heads to our customers because they're the real heroes in this fight to end human trafficking.
Well said, Manuel, and great mission, great store, Ethical Trade Co., and just helping the in a worldview locally here in Madison. One quick thing before we let you go, Manuel. Okay, people love deals. Yep. I see on your website you have a thing called the Deal of the Week Club. Tell us quickly about that.
Yes, we have the Deal of the Week Club. That's something that we did last year during the pandemic. And I'm glad that you're pointing it out, because that means I have to start it again. So what that is we identify a product in our store, and then blog about it, make a video about the deal of the week, and we tell you what the deal is and what the coupon code is. And I think, Jason, that's a wonderful thing you're pointing out, so I can start that again for the holidays. And one other thing, as I said, until Thanksgiving, we will be open by appointment only. There's going to be a few days that are booked already, so just find the, you know, the next available slot if you want to come in and shop. And then between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we will be open from Wednesday to Saturday, noon to 6 p.m.
Beautiful. That's Manuel from Ethical Trade Co. over on South Park Street. Check him out at ethicaltradeco.com. Manuel, have a great Saturday. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jason. Bye-bye.